If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth, and we are so happy to have on the phone with us today children's author Diane Davies. She also is the co-founder of Kitty Lit Market, and we are going to see what is new in her neck of the woods. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm just fine, Mo. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Diane, tell us how busy you've been, because, don't get into too much of a detail. Remember when our whole interview was the adventures of Diane?
That was fun.
That was the funniest interview ever. Oh, Diane. I know.
We've
for people that
good times together,
exactly. For people that missed it, it basically was the story of one of a day that you had, and it should have been a book in itself. But
it should have been.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it may be.
Oh, no. Diane, we know you to be a children's author, but you're branching out, and I know you wanted to talk about your new website. It really is lovely. But first of all, why don't you tell us about the books that you have written and, kind of the progression of your writing?
Oh, I'd love to do that. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, all five of my books, my three children's books, Life in the Neck, New Friends, Life in the Neck, Squirrel Trouble, and Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer, are now all brand newly made into ebooks, and they're all available on Amazon.com. So you can buy them for your Kindle and your e-reader and all that kind of stuff and take them with you, which is kind of fun. The first two books that I wrote, the From There to Here, A Breast Cancer Journey, and Breast Cancer Saved My Life, are also on Amazon, and they are also ebooks. So, you know, you have to join the real world, right? And the real world reads online. And so all of my books are available online as well. And another kind of exciting thing is that Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer is a finalist in the Book of Excellence Award, so I'm pretty proud of that. That is the announcement. It did not win, but it was a finalist in the competition, which is great too when you think about all the thousands of books being written out there every day. So I was pretty thrilled with that.
You should be pretty thrilled with that. Was that your first book of? Not fiction, but was that your first kind of children's book?
The Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer?
Yes.
Yeah, that is a children's book. Mm-hmm.
And explain who that is geared for.
That book is particularly written for people that have to have the I have cancer conversation with young children. And it kind of is the beginning, the first step. In the conversation where you read the story, and the story talks about, you know, tumors and mastectomy and all kinds of stuff, but it explains it to a six-year-old, and it becomes a jumping-off point for the conversation when you, as an adult, need to have that I have cancer conversation with young children.
And this book actually was your first children's book. Did you think that's all that you would be writing for children? Or how did you then start your other series?
Well, the Life in the Neck, New Friends actually came first, and then Jeannie Ann's story, and then Life in the Neck again. So I started out first with the Life in the Neck book, and then thinking that by doing that, I would gain more credibility as an author, and then moving into the Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer would make that book more reliable, perhaps, or they'd know me as a children's author and know that I could talk to children and explain things at the level that children would understand.
So tell us more about your new website. How did you get it designed, Diane?
Well, I'm so happy with my new website. I hope everyone will jump on their computer and take a look at it. It's at DianeDavies.com, easy to remember. Peter Slapnitcher put it together for me. Peter lives here in Hastings. He has, for the last few years, has been working with me on a number of things and has probably 1,001 pictures that could be on here, and has put together just the most marvelous website. Some people may even find themselves on there in pictures. You never know. The homepage starts out with my books, with my children's books, with my puppets that go along with my children's books. It's a kind of a shopping page to begin with. And then it goes, as you scroll down, you'll find a nice video that you can watch about Life in the Neck. It's the Squirrel Trouble book, but the story actually has some video. The story is video, actually, and it has some, what is the drone flying around taking pictures from up above of the area of the St. Croix River and of our home in the neck, and it's just fantastic. So if nothing else, go and watch that particular video. It's wonderful. And then it goes in and talks about latest stories, it says, and this happens to be, works in with my Kitty Litt Market that Peter and I are co-producers of. And the stories are other children's authors that I have interviewed, that Peter and I together I've interviewed, and Peter's done the recording. And so these are all videos of children's authors and their books, and people, book consumers and other authors will find it very, very interesting to listen to these authors talk about their books and their writing. There's also on that same page another video that was taken at the hospital here in Hastings when I had my Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer, when we had our book launch party there. That's a fun video to watch. Also, the next video on there is from Margarita Sikorskaya, and it is a video showing how she created Eli on the cover of the book, and it's pretty fascinating to watch. The whole video shows you how she drew that picture and kept adding different pieces and parts into it. It's very, very cute and very, very fun. And the final video on that page is me reading a story at SC Toys in downtown Hastings. So, you know, there's lots of fun stuff to see on there. The rest of the website has things about me, photos, contact information. And if you'll remember when the pandemic first started, I read books to the kids. We called it Grandma Diane Storytime. All of those books and those videos are archived on my website. So parents can go there anytime and pick out a story and have their children listen to the story read by myself. So it's kind of a fun little perk, I guess you'd say. And then Life in the Neck is listed on there, and browsing story time and all sorts of fun stuff. So it truly is a fun, fun website, and I hope that people will take advantage of it and use it. as it's meant to be used. Be fun to tune in every night for a bedtime story read by Diane Davies.
How fun would that be? Indeed, how fun. How did you decide to begin to have puppets? Because I know that that's on your website as well. And I think that's so cute because puppets certainly can help tell the story of life in the neck.
Well, and as you know, Mo, children are so, they love to touch and feel things and manipulate and move things around. And I decided to add the puppets to make the stories come alive more for the kids. Year before, at Christmas time, I was invited to Tanucci's in Newport to do a Christmas program for a realtor friend of mine, and she had invited her clients and their children in. And so the children received puppets, and they received one of my books as a gift. And on the way out the door, they were all playing. This one was Delaney, and that one was Rocket, and this one was a squirrel, and that the next one was a cardinal. And oh my, they were just having the best time reliving the stories, you know, playing with their puppets, which I was just so thrilled to see.
Diane, you taught first grade for many, many years. Do you think that this is a book that you would have loved to have read to your first graders?
Oh my, yes, and first graders would love it. I have been to just about all of the elementary schools in Hastings and have had the opportunity to read to many of the students, and it's just so fun to, after having read thousands of books to hundreds of kids, to actually sit down in front of a class and read my own story and have them enthralled, you know, just waiting for the next page to turn and you know, right with me as the plot unfolds. It's one of the things I actually love to do. And what with the pandemic, it's been many of my things that I had scheduled were canceled because of the pandemic, but hopefully I can get them rescheduled once again for next year, next school year. And hopefully we can be back to normal on those kinds of things once again.
Diane, when you were a teacher, I know you understood the importance of reading to kids as part of how they learn to read themselves. But can you explain that to our listeners?
Well, one of the things that is part of my philosophy is to learn how to read, you need to read and you need to be read to. And I think the very, very best place to learn how to read is right on mom and dad's knee, if at all possible. And the next best thing is on your teacher's floor, right, right in front of her. I think by doing that, you're opening up a whole new way of having adventure and fun with kids, and you know, not having to actually leave the school building, but learn, you know, through your imagination and those sorts of things. And it just becomes a wonderful way of helping kids learn that the world is such a broad, broad place, and we have so many different ways and of becoming a part of it.
I know I personally still like a regular book to turn the pages, but Kindle and ebooks and all of that is really, you know, what's popular right now. And I say, and any way that a kid can learn to read is okay. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's something about holding a book in your hand, however, that, I don't know, there's the smell of it, you know, the glue, the paper, all of that that goes into a book that feels good to hold it. And yet, you know, the e-books, you can turn the pages just as well. You can see the pictures. You can, you know, go back and forth like you can in a real book. But reading is just so very, very important for everyone that, yeah, no matter how you learn to do it, it's good. Learn to do it. You know, reading is what opens up your life for you and makes everything so so much more enjoyable and so much easier to learn everything else.
Diane, I know you have grandkids. How are they doing with this last year of distance learning and all of that?
I know today is the day they're all back at school for the first time, and I know they were pretty excited to get on that school bus and get going. It was amazing to watch how at first they were really excited about being home and learning, you know, from off their screens. And but as the time went on, I think they got very lonely, lonely for their friends, lonely for their teachers, lonely for that whole routine of being in school. And so today was a real red letter day. They were happy to jump on that bus and get back into the swing of things. So I'm happy for them. Kids not only need to learn book learning stuff, but they also learn how to be people by being together and being people and, you know, learning how to live with one another. So it's a happy day, a happy, happy day.
Have you had a chance to talk to some of your teacher friends, and how has the year been for them, do you think?
I have talked to a few, yes. My daughter is a teacher, and life has been hard. You know, it's been very hard, and I think the teachers were happy to see those buses come in this morning, too, and to have those kids right there with them. It's been a tough year for a lot of people, but I think especially for our kids, it's been tough. And I know the teachers are thrilled to have their students back in the classroom.
Well, I agree. I think it's going to be great for everybody to get back to a sense of normalcy. And one of the best things they could do is pick up one of your wonderful books and go sit on Grandma's knee now that you finally can, right?
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Diane, recap again where people can find out all of your information.
Well, you can go to my website at www.dianedavies.com. My books are available there for purchase, as well as the puppets. There's also Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Itasca Books and places like that that are online. If you want autographed books, though, come to my website and purchase through me. I'm happy to sign the books before I pop them in the mail to you.
Diane, thank you, and continued success to you. Diane Davies, you can find her at dianedavies.com or hopefully at a local bookstore near you sometime soon in person. Diane, thank you so much for visiting with us today, and we certainly enjoy your books and we enjoy our conversations with you. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be